Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 1-0 loss tonight against Bayer Leverkusen in the Europa League last 16 leg 2 where we ended up losing 4-1 in aggregate. I don't know how to take that game to be honest because it was a tremendous run. We've got to heap praise on the players for that. We've obviously played the first leg, you know, months ago now. Bayern Leverkusen are clearly a cut above what we are. There's no doubt about that. It was always a very, very tall ask, almost impossible. But I kind of left the game feeling a bit disappointed with the way we showed up because we never showed up tonight. And to be honest with you, I actually think we set up as this is more of a training exercise than anything else because the players just didn't seem up for it. Undoubtedly, Bayer were passing the ball about extremely well. Very crisp, very precise. German efficiency is normal. But we just weren't at the races. We looked as if we were quite comfortable with them knocking the ball about. We looked as if a team who weren't chasing the game, which we clearly were chasing the game, but the players didn't show it on the park. And as I said, it's hard to criticise the players with, you know, all the circumstances surrounding it. Maybe this was a distraction for the players and it was just a case of, right, new season, get on with it. It's unlikely we're going to win this game. Just get through it with minimal fuss and, you know, we'll pick up on the league. There's really not a lot to talk about in the game, to be honest, because I think we only had maybe about 2 shots on target the whole game. Bayer, you know, granted they never had that many chances either, but when they had to, they taken their chances. In respect of our chances in the first half, probably the best one came on the 5th minute where it was lovely play through the middle of the park going forward. It was a cross in from the left for Morelos, who had an extremely bad touch and lost possession, and it was just really poor from Morelos. Morelos of old, dare I say it, would have either went direct at goal with his first touch or he would have taken the touch and buried it with his second. And I know we're playing against a different level opposition, but that wasn't the Morelos we know. He looked disinterested tonight, as did most of the other players, to be honest. We never actually really got going until the 76th minute where we made a couple of subs. Bayern had used all their subs at that point as well, and the game was clearly won for their point of view, so probably were taking the foot off the gas. But the best chance for Bayern probably in the first half, they had a few, but the best chance probably came in the 15th minute where they hit the bar from a volley in the box. It was a good move, worked from the right as well. And at the second half, more or less straight away, they scored on the 50th minute. It was a long ball through the middle. Leverkusen attacker ran from the right side past Tavernier, who just wasn't tracking him at all, got to the middle of the box, picked up the ball and hit a shot into the back of the net. Now, he's apparently the second fastest player in the Bundesliga, but all Tav had to do is either 1, take him out, or 2, just track the guy. It's basics of defending, and once again, a long ball up through the middle outdoes our defence, and Tavernier once again was caught out. How many more times are we going to need to say this about, you know, our back line, Tavernier especially? It's just not good enough at all. But again, I'm caveating this with the circumstances. And then it was a slog to watch the game, being honest with you. Again, I find it hard to fault the players, but we just offered nothing. We made a few changes. Barker off, Hadji on. Kent and Davis came off, Jones and Arfield came on, Morelos and Tavernier came off eventually on the 76th minute, Patterson and Stewart came on, and that's when we started to play. Our 2 best chances of the game were the only 2 chances we actually got on target. The first one was in the 70th minute. It was a free kick from the right-hand side near the corner flag. It was a lovely cross in. Goldson gets his head to it at the back post and it was cleared off the line by the defender. Unlucky that. And the second one was right at the death in the 92nd minute. Quick break up the park on the left. Barisic with a shot on the edge of the box, forcing the keeper into a good save, and he had to take 2 bites at it as well. So, I mean, that's us out of Europe. As I said, it was always going to be a tough ask. I can't be disappointed with the players, given the circumstances and given the immense run. I mean, that was us starting from the first qualifying stage once again, all the way through to the last 16. It's been an immense run for the team. but it's way more than we could have even asked. I mean, even just qualifying for the group stages again was going to be a big ask for the players. For them to do that in exceptional style and then to get through the group stages, unlucky not to top the group, but we were again immense in the group stages. The European style of football seems to suit us a lot more, obviously not tonight, but you know, it was a great run. Again, though, I think that we were setting this up to be a training exercise for us. I did make a comment on Twitter earlier on. Well, you know, even Gerrard has got his tracksuit on rather than a suit. But I mean, I found out later it was 32 degrees at kickoff, so that might explain that one. But we never disgraced ourselves. Certainly, we didn't against that level of opposition. I would have just liked to show a wee bit more tonight, and so it's left me feeling a wee bit disappointed. But we go again because we're playing on Sunday. This is all dependent, though, on, we don't know what's going to happen because two Aberdeen players have tested positive for COVID today. So I don't know how that throws the league. I don't know if any teams have to go into lockdown like Aberdeen. I don't know what happens there. Don't know the circumstances. Who the players are. We'll just need to wait and see how it transpires. Obviously, you know, with us playing them only a few days ago, I don't know what it means for us, but we play against St Mirren on Sunday at home, 3 p.m. kickoff. You would like to think it's going to be a cakewalk for us, but all the games will be tough for us, but I would like to think we've got enough there. Obviously, the new boys will be eligible as well, which is hopefully going to see. Was that the last we've seen of Morelos tonight? We just don't know. As I said, he looked completely disinterested. He wasn't even doing his usual, you know, dragging defenders out, but again, none of the other team were really up for it either tonight as well, so we'll just need to wait and see. So, as I said on the podcast last night, if you want to check any of our stuff out, if you go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and you can find out all our stuff there. I'll be back with another post-match pod on Sunday after the game, so have a good weekend when it comes, and thanks for listening, and bye.